Unit 13, Lesson 4, Phonics. Long A as in cake and eight. Long A is also written as A consonant E. Example, tail, cake, maid, case, flake. A, I. Examples, nail, tail, rain, pain, straight, straight. A and Y. Examples, bay, day, say, bray, may. E, I, G. Examples, eight, fain, rain, way. Exercise B, listen and repeat. Tail, face, braid, lace, hay, way, eight, way. Exercise C, listen again, circle the letters that stand for the vowel sound in the word you hear. A consonant E, A Y, A I, E I G. Exercise D. Read the following paragraph. Underline all the words with long A sound. Last week, all 8 members of my family agreed to go to Medina. I asked my father to go by plane, but he explained that traveling by car would be more enjoyable, as it would probably rain on the way. Unfortunately, on Thursday, my mother woke up with a bad headache. She was in a lot of pain and had to stay in bed. All weekend, I was taking care of my mother and my two younger sisters. Grammar summary. Comparatives with short adjectives. Ahmed is younger than his brother. Jeddah is noisier than Abha. Jeddah is hotter than Abha. Comparatives with long adjectives. Reading is more useful than watching TV. Reading is less interesting than watching TV. Comparatives with irregular adjectives. My new house is better than my old house. My new house is worse than my old house. My new house is farther than my old house. Comparisons of equality as adjective as. A circus is as dangerous as fun fair. A circus is not as expensive as fun fair. Exercise A. Match the two parts of the rules for making comparatives. Give an example for each rule. Number 1. For longer adjectives. Number 2. For adjectives ending in Y. 3. For short adjectives. 4. For irregular adjectives. A. Change Y into IER followed by than. B. Add ER followed by than. C. It changed completely. D. Use more or less, followed by adjective, followed by that. Speaking impairs, it check your geographical knowledge. Reading. Read and answer the questions below. Traveling your homeland. Most people like to spend their holidays abroad. They travel to countries in Europe, the Far East, etc. Traveling abroad is interesting, and it increases your general knowledge. Yet, going around one's own country is important. There are many advantages to traveling in your country. It is usually less expensive as you don't have to pay airfare. Not only is the food better and tastier, but the people are also friendlier. Reading street signs and understanding directions given by people on the street is also easier, as everything is in your native language. You also get to know your homeland better, and this is a must. So the next time holidays come around, remember that the best vacation yet may be just around the corner. Number one, which sentence best describes the main idea? A. It is more important to see other countries. B. People should go sightseeing in their own countries. Number two. Write the adjectives for the comparatives. Tastier. Better. Friendlier. Number three. Match the words to their meanings. A. Abroad. B. Discover. C. Homeland. D. Advantages. E. Native language. 1. Your own country. 2. Good things. 3. Foreign country. 4. One's own language. 5. Find out. Question number 4. Give 2 advantages of traveling in your country. Question number 5. Which do you prefer, traveling abroad or going sightseeing in your own country, and why? Unit 14. Do you know? هل تعلم? In this unit, you are going to talk about world records. Describe things and make comparisons. Talk about distance and measurement. Listen for information about world records. Read about the biggest mall in the world. Write a descriptive paragraph about a mosque. Unit 14, Lesson 1. Discussion. We have 4 pictures. For the tallest man, the fastest animal, the most expensive painting, the largest animal. Where can you find world records? Do you know of any other world records? Conversation. A. Listen and practice. The conversation is between Layla and Iman. Did you know that the blue whale is the biggest animal in the world? Really? Is it bigger than the African elephant? Of course. Can you tell me which is the fastest animal? Is it the deer? No. It's the cheetah. How tall is the tallest man in the world? Can you guess? I don't know. You tell me. He is 2 meters, 35 centimeters tall. And do you know that the most expensive painting was sold for $104 million? Wow! Where did you get all this information from? I am reading a book of world records. Exercise B. What kind of books do you read? Why is reading good for you? Grammar. Subrelatives of adjectives. The tallest man in the world is 235 centimeters. The most expensive painting was $104 million. The most dangerous fish is the piranha. Her project was the best one in class. Adjectives: tall, noisy, expensive, dangerous, good, bad, far. Comparative: taller than, noisier than, more expensive than, less expensive than, more dangerous than, less dangerous than, better than, worse than, farther than. Superlative: the tallest, the noisiest, the most expensive, the least expensive, the most dangerous, the least dangerous, the best, the worst, the farthest. Exercise A. Complete these sentences. Use the comparative or superlative forms of adjectives in the box. Small, crowded, funny, difficult, high, famous, interesting, and brave. Question number 1. Al-Mawasim is space restaurant in the city. It's always easy to find empty tables. Question number 2. Space language in the world is Russian. Students take a long time to learn it. Question number 3. The hummingbird is space bird in the world. It weighs less than 2 grams. Question number 4. Few people know Bertrand Russell. He is space of the English writers. Question number 5. This is space joke I've ever heard. Question number 6. This is space story I've ever read. I didn't even finish it. Question number 7. Mount Everest is space mountain in the world. B. Make as many sentences as you can to describe the things below using the superlative forms of adjectives. Snake, elephant, gold, Juha, Mona Lisa, Khalid ibn al-Walid. Exercise C. In pairs. Compare your sentences. Then share your ideas.